JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, plans are underway to celebrate the 132nd anniversary of the birth of Sir Alexander Bustamante. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Let's go Roundabout JA. Plans are in high gear to commemorate the 132nd anniversary of the birth of national hero Sir Alexander Bustamante, to be held on February 24 at his birthplace in Blenheim, Hanover. Secretary Manager of the Hanover Parish Council, David Gardner, says the planning committee has pulled out all the stops to ensure the events run smoothly.
We have been meeting with the police to make sure that in terms of logistics, security, crowd control, etc., that all considerations will be taken on board so that we have a very smooth event.
The council has partnered with the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, the Ministry of Health, Hanover Fire Department, National Youth Service, as well as other agencies to make the celebration a reality. Meanwhile, JCDC Director for Community Cultural Development Services, Marjorie Layden, says a special feature of this year's celebration will be the dramatization of the national hero's contribution to the country's labor movement by students from Green Island High School. Students from the Cocoon Primary School, where Sir Bustamante was a student, will also participate in the annual civic ceremony. Sir Alexander Bustamante was born on February 24, 1884, and became the first Prime Minister of independent Jamaica in 1962. He was made a national hero on October 18, 1969. The integration of science and technology into all aspects of national development, increased science and technology in schools, and the creation of knowledge parks and centers of excellence for research development are all part of Vision 2030 Jamaica, or National Development Plan. For more information on Vision 2030, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And here's our Reggae Month trivia question. Patrick George Anthony Barrett was born in 1962. This reggae legend is known for his extensive work spanning several decades. He has recorded popular songs such as Fresh Vegetable and If Ja. In 1994, he founded his record label Flames and began hosting what has become one of the biggest reggae festivals held every year on his birthday. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Brethren, know your rights. Police not for lock you up if them fine you with less than 2 ounces of ganja. Them supposed to ticket you and make you pay a fine. More than 2 ounces, a courthouse business. And may nobody tell you no foolishness. Call the National Council on Drug Abuse at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357. And learn the real truth.
Hey, this country want to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them are energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Tony Rebel.
So what a nice place we live. Sweet jam, don't the only problem is.
Look out for more fun facts on your favorite local music icons for the month of February. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of our studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.